children in Western Queensland are being offered support as their parents come to grips with stock losses following widespread flooding in the region. Psychologists and counsellors have travelled to Winton this week to speak to teachers and parents about the best way to cope during this difficult time. Anita Bowler has the story.
Children have often watched their parents pray for rain in central West Queensland in the hope of some relief from the unrelenting drought which has swallowed parts of the state's interior. The smell of rain has been described to them from a young age, the miracle cure, to help the grass grow and to fatten up livestock. But widespread flooding and heavy rains followed by a cold snap has tarnished this image, leaving producers looking to the skies for sunshine as they begin to assess the damage. Tani Oakhill lives at Burnsville Station just 70 kilometres northwest of Winton and says her children have been invaluable during the recovery process.
They helped us drag dead roos and cows out of our machinery shed. They just wanted to do something to help because they felt like that's what's going to make Mum and Dad feel better, and we'll help you, we'll do it with you. At that point, we just didn't want to say, no, you stay at the house, this is for Mum and Dad to do. We figure if we can make light of it somehow, even though it's crap, hopefully it's a bit easier on them. And they felt like they'd done something useful and constructive with us, and that's, I think, a good thing in a way. Bush kids, they've got the benefit of seeing a lot of things, you know, and understanding how the environment works and understanding the native animals out here or cows, etc., and why things are done a certain way. They know where their meat comes from. So they're involved in kills sometimes. You know, they like to mince up the meat. And I think it's a good education in a way. But I don't glorify any of that in front of our kids, and I don't tolerate other people doing it with them either. I want them to have a sensitivity and an understanding that it's done for a reason and nothing else. And so at the moment, even though it looks callous to do what my husband's having to do, they understand that it's because we don't want that cow to hurt anymore.
Burnfell Station has lost an incredible 90% of its cattle after receiving 22 inches of rain, and feeding surviving cattle has been difficult through the muddy swamp left behind.
We headed down the Landsborough Highway and we just started seeing them dotted in the paddocks, and then there were a few clusters there as well, and I just lost it. We went home after that. We just sort of had to wait, and we tried to get some hay out next day to a couple that we could see along the fence. There were quite a few dead there, but there were some survivors up, so we thought if we could get some dry hay in, that'd be great. That was a task in itself just to get it out of the shed. It was a mud swamp, and then my husband rolled it about 300 metres from the highway into the paddock to them.
Mrs. Oakhill says she wished she could have shielded her son and daughter from the devastation left on their property, but it's been hard when it's right there in front of them.
The kids, it's something I think about, you know, when I'm going to bed at night. The days we're still trying to process everything, so we're trying to keep the kids out of the way while we have these conversations, or even while we're not having them and we're just sitting there letting each other process it. The kids have already seen things that I would have liked to shield them from. We just haven't had a chance to protect them from seeing that. We haven't been able to move, so when we go somewhere, we go all together. What's in front of us is there, and there's no hiding it. And they have a lot of questions. We don't have a lot of answers at the minute. Trying to explain sort of hypothermia to them at 7 and 10 years old is tricky as well, because it's raining, so they think that's the miracle cure. Why aren't they eating grass? I'm a little bit concerned with what they've seen. We managed to get to a hill with the gun scope to try and see while we're waiting for a chopper, which was quite busy. And the neighbours below us, you know, were down there putting cows out of their misery, and we're up in the hills, so it's just pow, resonating, pow, 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 these poor buggers down there shooting their cows. And the kids were with us.
Mrs. Oakhill says processing the loss has been difficult.
Maybe in a week's time we can all sit down and have a chat about that week at home. But we'd like to do that with a bit of strength about us, and we just don't have it at the minute. I got a notification this morning from the school to say that they were going to have counselling services at the school and parents could be involved, or, the, you know, if the kids wanted to go, to let them know. And I got a bit emotional because I thought, thank God, it feels like everything's on us at the minute and we've got so many things to answer for and so many solutions to come up with, and these guys as well, and they're the most important. So to have someone there to support us, support them professionally, who know what they're doing at a time when we just don't know what the hell else to do, was a huge relief for me.
Children have been showing signs of anxiety following the flooding event, According to Winton State School Principal Carol Hall, she says it's important to identify when someone is struggling and encourage them to speak out about their feelings.
When you only have 1,000 people who live in town, everybody's affected. How do you pick yourself up when you've been dealing with drought for so long and keeping the livestock alive and then everything's gone when the rain you've prayed for actually arrives?
Mrs. Hall says a lot of the families are still going through the trauma and aren't ready to engage, but says the school has offered services to help support both parents and children.
Kids can ruminate and put things through their mind and worry on things. Just because they're young doesn't mean that they can't suffer anxiety. So it's really important for families after this sort of event, and I'm not talking to those families that are, you know, actually terribly affected and devastated by what's happened to them. I'm talking about just our families that have been through and are okay, to actually sit down with the kids and talk to them.
Outback Futures have sent psychologists to the region to help residents and speak to school teachers about the best way to support the children following the weather event. Chief Executive Officer Selena Gomesall says people are still in the safety and stabilisation phase.
Everybody's in a fairly high adrenaline mode of cooking meals, preparing meals, doing food drops, checking in on people, making people sure people are okay. In some ways, although this is a really, really hard stage, the really traumatic stuff happens actually as the silence starts to hit.
Ms. Gomesall says keeping an eye out for unusual behaviour or exaggerated behaviour will be a telltale sign that someone isn't coping.
Got those kids who've actually seen and witnessed and been helping with stuff that no person, let alone a child, should ever be dealing with, really. And we cannot underestimate the trauma that that can create for a child. What we need to do is, okay, this is really lousy. Let's talk about how we're feeling. Let's look at some tools we can develop to help us get through this so that they learn that that's an okay thing to do.
Selena Gomesall ending that report with Anita Bolle. Now, the number for Kids Helpline, 1800 55 1800. That's 1800 55 1800. And some other lines in case you would like to speak to someone. Lifeline 13 11 14. That's 13 11 14. Or Beyond Blue 1300 22 46 36. That's 1300 22 46 36.